Well, first of all, thank you all so much for joining me today. And I just finished speaking with some patients and providers here at Planned Parenthood, and their feelings in this moment are really similar to mine. Anger, uncertainty, deep, deep sadness, and this is what's most important, a determination to continue helping as many women as possible to get the care that they need. The staff here is already seeing an uptick of patients and are preparing for a surge of patients seeking care from Idaho, because just a few miles from here, abortion bans are about to take effect that will force women to travel across state lines just to get the care they need. And because of this horrific ban, we could have five times as many people seeking abortions at this clinic and clinics like it. And Republicans have made it abundantly clear they are not going to stop here. They want a federal ban on abortion. They want to overrule abortion protections in states like ours and to ban abortion everywhere. So make no mistake, we are on the front lines of a looming healthcare crisis, one that will be devastating for patients from Idaho and Washington states alike, one that will cost women their lives. And it is caused entirely by Republicans who have spent nearly five decades to get to this point, taking away our rights. Republicans and the judges that they rammed through dragged our country backwards by half a century. And they ripped away every woman's right to make her own decisions about whether or not to keep a pregnancy. We are now a little over a week into this awful new reality, and I just want everyone here to know, while I am furious and I am heartbroken, I will never back away from this fight. I am fighting for patients who deserve to have control over their own bodies and their own future, but who are now afraid of being punished just for making their own decisions about their own lives. I'm here fighting for providers who just want to do their jobs and give people the care that they need without fearing that they could go to jail for doing so. And I'm fighting for the generation of young women, my granddaughter's generation, who Republicans have made the first generation with fewer rights than their mothers. And the thing I'm hearing from patients and providers and women and men across the country is they're going to keep fighting too, tooth and nail. And by the way, this has to be a all hands on deck fight. And that's exactly why I called on President Biden and this administration to do everything they can and really push the envelope to protect access to abortion and to reproductive health care. The administration announced some good first steps to expand access to medication abortion this week. I'm pushing for more. In the Senate, I will use my gavel as chair of the Health Committee to hold a hearing on the harm that this is causing and how women's health care is now at risk. And even as Republican lawmakers rip away our rights, I'm working to protect patients' ability to get the birth control that they need covered for free, and to protect their most sensitive health and location data, because that should never be used against them. I'm leading the fight on the Senate floor to make clear where the Democratic Party stands, protecting everyone's right to make their own healthcare decisions, and where the Republican Party stands, forcing women to stay pregnant when they don't want to be, no matter the harm to their health and their lives. And of course, I am working as hard as I can to codify the right to abortion and restore our fundamental reproductive rights. Every single Republican voted against my Women's Health Protection Act, but that doesn't mean that we stop fighting. We need two more pro-choice senators in the Senate, and we need to hold our pro-choice majority in the House. If we can get that, we can pass my bill to codify Roe. So my message to everyone who disagrees with this cruel decision, who doesn't believe that politicians should have any say on a woman's personal health care decisions, I need you to stand up, use your voice, use your vote this November to protect a woman's right to choose. So I'm fighting hard with everything I've got, and I'm so thankful to be here today with such amazing partners. These providers are doing incredibly important work, even in the face of harassment and intimidation. The care they provide is essential. It saves lives, and I can't thank them enough for the work that they do. And with that, I will take some questions.
What are are some of the things this clinic is doing to prepare for that surge of patients?
Well, certainly I think they're looking at all the avenues that they can to make sure that they have adequate personnel. The cost is a factor, and we need to look at what that surge could mean and what we can do at the federal level to help support them with that.
Could you speak a little bit more about how you felt the president has handled this? I know there's been some that have criticized him for maybe not using as much power as he can or influence as he can. How do you think he's responded?
Well, I think he has in the last week made some steps, but I think they need to, at every level, every agency, look at what they can do within their purview, because this is about saving women's lives.
For people who maybe feel frustrated in this moment, what do you suggest they do moving forward?
First of all, I really share that frustration. Staying pregnant, no matter what your own personal health care or future decisions are, what's happening in your own life, should not be a decision made by politicians. That's frightening for women and men in this country. And I know it's hard for them, but I hope they stand up and make their voices heard and encourage people to vote, because the real solution to this is to make sure we have a pro-choice Democratic U.S. Senate and House and codify Roe into law. But in the meantime, I would tell all of them, there are people here to help you if this is a decision you are making now. The Planned Parenthood office here in Spokane is one of them. There are others. And if you need help seeking care, contact my office or contact Planned Parenthood provider as close to you as you can.
Senator, can you kind of draw a contrast with your presumed opponent in the November election regarding abortion?
Well, I can tell you where I stand.
Okay.
I believe that everyone should be able to make their own health care decisions. I think it is wrong that politicians now are deciding the lives, the safety, the health of women in this country. I believe in autonomy. I believe that we should make our own health care decisions, and it is appalling to me that politicians, not the woman, her faith, her doctor, her family, making decisions about herself. And I will stand up for that every single day.
Is there anything that could be done at the federal level for people? You mentioned people wanting to come across state lines in order to receive care. We've had several local municipalities say they're not going to expend resources to extradite people or something. Is there any protection you can give for those patients that might be crossing state lines?
The Supreme Court decision literally is causing chaos, because now we have 50 different states and territories on top of that who are making decisions right now that we don't know the consequences of. And now we have to make sure that we are pursuing every avenue to protect people who seek to make their own healthcare choices. That includes protections for people who cross state party lines. There is no other health procedure that you have to check in where you live before you have a healthcare procedure. I just find this appalling. And by the way, this is a step in the door. So what if they go after a birth control after this, which there are U.S. senators right now saying they're going to do? What does that do to people and their families, their own lives, their own health, their own economic well-being, what their future holds? So the chaos that has been created is something that we are all working to figure out. Right now, we are working on legislation to protect people who cross party lines, and we're asking the administration to look at what they have and can do currently. And by the way, I want to emphasize that one of the most important things that we are looking at is how we protect people's personal data. Everybody's got one of these. It can show people where you've been. And we want to make sure that that personal data cannot be used to prosecute women in some of these worst states who have the laws that will go after women who seek abortions.
Great.
I
just have one time for last question, or... All right.
Thank you all very much. Thank you.